We were talking over here about the various cases of Suffolk and where it is that we say a Suffolk is tar of a nega and where we say a Suffolk is tummy. So we should know that there are different places where we don't say that. And that's where we have a Suffolk negoyim batchila. So a Suffolk negoyim batchila, meaning up front, before it ever had a chazaka that it was tummy, a Suffolk negoyim batchila is tahar, ad shelo nizkak letumah, as we're going to explain in a moment. So if that never had been decided that it's tummy, then it remains tahar. Mishe nizkak letumah sveko tameh. Once we've already established it, so then if we have a suffix, and again, we'll discuss what the case is, then it is considered to be tamei as a chazaka. Let me explain to you. Let's take a simple case. And first, let me give you a case which doesn't have to do with what I was saying. You've got two people come to a kohen, and one of them has a baharet kegris, and one of them has a baharet kisela, and the kohen puts them both into Hezger, and then he comes back, and the same two people show up at the end of the week, and both of them now have a gris, and now have a Baharet Kisela. The problem is that the Kohen has forgotten which was the guy that had the original Kisela, in which case no change took place in his Nega, and which one was the guy who had a gris, in which case a major change took place in his Nega. So we don't know, Eino Yadua is a Mayan Pasa. We don't know which one is the one that's Tame and should be Mukhlat. And the truth is, I mean, I just said it's two people to make it more understandable. But even if it was on the same person, doesn't matter. If I don't know what the Nega is, the guy had two Negoyim. So it's the same thing. Bein Be'ishachad, doesn't matter whether there were two Negoyim on the same guy or two Negoyim on two different people. In this case, it is definitely tahor because we never defined yet that there should be a nega here. We cannot say the rule is that a suffix benega is tame in this case. And therefore, if the kohen, and this we see this from the pasuk, we're medayaket from the pasuk that the kohen has to see the nega kipasa ha nega. He cannot just be machmer to think kipasa some nega. Because of that, it would be taught. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, now remember my approach is that if it's on the same guy, so then it's definitely tame because we know it's a din in the individual. This person definitely has a nega that's tame. It's not a din in the specific nega. But I agree with you in the case where we cannot know that this guy is tame, if it's Bishnei Anashim, in that case, of course, it would be taught. Now continues Mishnah Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. I forgot to record this. Okay. All right, well, we have this recording. Mishnah Nizkak L'Tumah. Now, you said a moment ago, the beginning of the Mishnah that we just had, you said, I'm going to show you that once it was considered to be Tameh, then Sveko is Tameh. So let me set up the case for you in this, okay? So, Ketza, let's take the case where these two people come to the kohen. One has a Baharis Kegris. One has a Baharis Kisela. At the end of the Shavua of Hezger, both of them definitely have Pisayon. One of them has a Sela Plus, and the other one has a Sela Plus. Now, both of these Negoyim, therefore, are 100% Pisayon, because even the guy who had the bigger one had the Sela, and now he has a Kisela of a Oth. So in this case, now, I don't need to know which Nega is which, because I see a Nega that is now Sela plus. Okay, so this is not Nogea. I'm just setting up the case. I'm not explaining yet where we have the Sveika. This is not called Sveika. In such a case, we definitely paskin that it's Tameh. And even if, now here's where we get to the example that I'm trying to show you of where we have a suffix after it's already been defined as tummy. In this case, imagine that both of the negoyim went back down. And now, afal pi shechozu liot kesela v'kesela, So now we say, now, ooh, wait a minute. So one of these guys has got a nega, which has now lost its cementuma because it's gone down to the shear of the casella, which is what it was in the beginning. The problem is, I don't know which one. So in this case, shneihem tameim, because once we've established that the individual was tame with a pision, so until I can see that the nega is definitely, this nega now has lost its cementuma, I cannot paskin tohar. I need to know what I'm looking at. And therefore, achi yachzuliyot kegris, it's only if both of them become a shear of a kegris or less, there I know that the pision has disappeared, and only there would they be both tohar. But up until this time, they would remain tummy. And that's what was meant in the previous Mishnah. Zehu she'amru, mi she'nizkak l'tumo, sveiko tame. That's exactly what was meant by what we said before. Hadrin alach, perek, kol, safek, binigayim.
Never.